When you learn to scuba dive, the first two things you learn are probably these. First, keep breathing. And second, where your reserve regulator is. So if something happens to the regulator, that is your oxygen mouthpiece, you are taught to swing back with your hand and you will immediately locate the reserve dangling in back of you and you put it in your mouth. And you practice this repeatedly because occasionally something happens to your regulator. But there are two, and so it's a native movement, a natural movement. You don't panic, you don't have to surface. I was watching my daughter with our grandchildren in the pool when we were on vacation recently, and the girls have learned to swim. But Danielle taught them that if they should sink, if they should go to the bottom of the pool, they should bounce off the bottom. And she gave them practice doing this, bouncing off the bottom. And the girls got the hang of it in safe conditions, just as I got the hang of reaching for my emergency regulator in safe conditions. So we teach children in the water to do that. We teach neophytes in diving to do that. It's a known safety contingency. So what I would ask you in terms of your esteem is what, where, and when is your bounce off the bottom? Where and how do you locate your emergency regulator? What are you doing to make sure that when things don't go right, you don't panic, you don't choke, you don't think worse of yourself? In fact, you think better of yourself because the contingency is available, the redeeming action is at hand, and you know exactly how to deal with it. I talk to my wife every day about my business, and she talks to me about her work in fundraising and volunteerism and so forth. It might be a brief conversation or it might be a lengthy one. But we do it every day, and our contingency is we do it at dinner if we haven't done it before, because we eat dinner together every night, usually at a restaurant, and we have time to do it over a drink. And in her helping me with some issues that I face, that's my contingency, my bounce off the bottom. When she gives me alternatives, that's my reaching for the other regulator. So what I'd suggest to you today in this podcast is don't expect a perfect life. Self-esteem is not about being perfect, it's about being successful, as you know. And consequently, we need to be in control of our contingencies. And if we can control what happens when things don't go as we expect, not only are we likely to mitigate the problem or even remove it, but we're almost definitely going to feel a whole lot better about ourselves.